Pennsylvania's presidential primary comes so late in the election cycle, it typically doesn't matter. But this year's Republican primary season has been anything but normal, and the three remaining candidates are scrambling for every delegate they can get. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that the candidates are finding the rules that govern GOP delegate selection in Pennsylvania are peculiar and challenging.
Candidates are used to winning delegates when they win primaries. In some places, a win gets you all the delegates. But in Pennsylvania, a candidate could crush his opponents by 30 points in the April 26th primary and come away with precious few delegates.
This is a very complicated process. It is beyond confusing.
Terry Madonna's a political scientist at Franklin and Marshall College.
So there is no way to know for sure what's likely to happen.
Winning the Pennsylvania primary gets you just 17 of the state's 71 delegates on a winner-take-all basis. The rest are technically uncommitted, elected directly by voters, three from each congressional district.
So when voters go into the voting booth, they're going to see the word uncommitted under every candidate for delegate.
Loman Henry chairs the Ted Cruz campaign in Pennsylvania.
So the ballot will not give you any direction as to which presidential candidate those delegate candidates are supporting.
So to win delegates in Pennsylvania, presidential campaigns have to identify their supporters and recruit some to run as candidates for delegate. To get them on the ballot, they had to have done this by mid-February.
I'm Jamie Klein. I'm 68 years old, and I'm an insurance executive.
The Trump campaign got Klein to run for delegate in central Pennsylvania. He's an enthusiastic follower of Trump. In fact, here's what he says to those who claim Trump's a threat to the Republican Party.
If we're killing the Republican Party, it's because they need killing.
Klein is devoted to Trump, but he's unknown to voters in Pennsylvania's sprawling 5th congressional district, which includes parts of 16 counties. A presidential campaign's task is to somehow tell voters which candidates for delegate are theirs. If a campaign's lucky, it gets some mayors or state legislators on its slate. If not,
they'll run grassroots campaigns. They may do mailers. They'll probably consider digital advertising, hopefully radio advertising, maybe even some television.
That's Chris Bravikos, who chaired the Marco Rubio campaign in Pennsylvania. The Trump, Cruz, and Rubio campaigns all placed candidates for delegates on the ballot. John Kasich's campaign appeared to be less active. That's unfortunate for him, since Rubio's departure gives him a better chance to do well in Pennsylvania. There's another way presidential candidates can pick out delegates. That's to try and cajole or convince delegates elected with the help of county Republican organizations who will be truly undecided. Calvin Tucker of Philadelphia is one. He was a delegate 4 years ago, and he's gotten some attention from presidential hopefuls.
In June of last year, I had an opportunity to meet with Carly Farino.
Tucker has met with 6 candidates and says he most wants to nominate an electable one. Delegates like him will bring some leverage to the Republican convention. But given Pennsylvania's idiosyncratic rules, it's unclear how many of its delegates in Cleveland will be allied with presidential candidates and how many will be truly uncommitted. I'm Dave Davies, WHYY News.